This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. United Kingdom's Freedom Day ending over a year of COVID-19 lockdown restrictions. It was marred on Monday by surging infections and warnings of supermarket shortages. Prime Minister Boris Johnson's own forced self-isolation marked the day as he self-isolates after possible exposure to the coronavirus. Prime Minister Johnson and Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak are both self-isolating for 10 days after contact with Health Secretary Sajid Javid. Javid tested positive for COVID-19 on Saturday. Johnson initially said he would take daily tests instead of self-isolating, an option not offered to most people, but he U-turned amid public outrage. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has surveyed what she called a surreal ghostly scene in a village devastated by flooding. She has pledged quick financial aid and a redoubled political focus on curbing climate change as the death toll from last week's floods in Western Europe climbed above 180. Merkel on Sunday toured Schuld, a village on the Ahr River in Western Germany where many buildings were damaged or destroyed by rapidly rising floodwaters. The death toll in Ahrweiler area stood at 112. Forces from Ethiopia's northern Tigray region have mounted attacks in neighboring Afar region. That's according to a spokesman for Afar on Monday. The attacks marking an expansion of an eight-month-old conflict into a previously untouched area. Tigrayan fighters crossed into Afar on Saturday, and forces and allied militias were still fighting them on Monday. That according to Afar spokesman Ahmad Kolaita. This is VOA News. Foreign diplomatic missions in Afghanistan are calling for the Taliban to urgently cease their military offensive. The collective call comes a day after the Taliban and senior envoys representing the Afghan government ended a two-day meeting in Doha, Qatar, Sunday. The meeting ended without reporting any significant progress on the peace talks. 15 missions, including the United States, along with the NATO envoy in the country, said in a joint statement, quote, "The Taliban's offensive is in direct contradiction to their claim to support a negotiated settlement of the conflict and to the Doha peace process." It was widely anticipated the Doha meeting over the weekend would produce a temporary mutual ceasefire to allow war-weary Afghans peacefully celebrate the Muslim festival of Eid starting on Tuesday. One of the alternate or replacement gymnasts for the U.S. team of the Olympics has tested positive for the coronavirus. USA Gymnastics said the main team had moved to a separate accommodation and is continuing to in preparation for the Olympics. A Japanese official had earlier said that one of the members of the U.S. gymnastics delegation in her teens had tested positive and had one close contact. Haiti's acting prime minister, Claude Joseph, said in an interview with U.S. newspaper The Washington Post that he has agreed to step down. Joseph has nominally led Haiti as acting prime minister since the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. The move will hand over power to a challenger backed by the international community. The announcement is in the exclusive interview ends a power struggle between Joseph and Ariel Henry, the 71-year-old neurosurgeon who was appointed prime minister by Moïse 2 days before the killing. A French Holocaust survivor has denounced anti-vaccination protesters who compare themselves to Jews who were prosecuted by Nazi Germany during World War II. As more than 100,000 people marched around France against government vaccine rules on Saturday, some demonstrators wore yellow stars, recalling the ones the Nazis forced Jews to wear. Other demonstrators carried signs evoking the Auschwitz death camp or South Africa's apartheid regime. Holocaust survivor Joseph Schwark called the comparisons hateful. French officials and anti-racism groups shared the 94-year-old's indignation on Sunday. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.